When Zarqawi's organization killed two U.S. contractors in Iraq this week, it sent a fresh wave of fear through the thousands of civilians working in that country and their families back home. NPR's Eric Kneeler reports from Ellicott City, Maryland, where husband and wife are divided over the lure and danger of work in Iraq.
It's dinner time inside the cozy wooden farmhouse of Tom and Vanessa Kinton.
Here's two. Here's two more. Here's the last one.
8-year-old Tommy sets the table with his father.
Yeah, we're missing the baked potatoes.
I knew that.
40-year-old Tom Kinton has been home only a few weeks. He was in Iraq for the past 15 months, first as an Army Reserve officer and then as a civilian contractor. Now he wants to return.
I want to go back for the money at this point, quite shamelessly. It's quite good, low six-digit, which I don't make here, and it would allow us to take a big step forward in our lives.
Kinton sold vending machines in Central America and taught middle school in inner-city Baltimore before his first trip to Iraq. Now he's considering another offer from a U.S. company to work in Baghdad. The money would allow the family to buy a new home. But in Iraq, Kinton admits there are risks.
The night before I was evac'd, the U.S. military was dropping stuff about 200 yards from my house, and my windows were actually shaking.
Since conflict began last year, more than 135 foreigners working in Iraq have been kidnapped. At least 26 have been killed. Kinton knew Eugene Armstrong, the American beheaded earlier this week. The two often ate dinner together with other members of Baghdad's expatriate community. Kinton speaks some Arabic, trusts his bodyguards, and believes he will avoid danger. But there's another risk, the risk that his family will fall apart.
Do you feel that your family could take another separation?
Maybe not. That's in discussion right now. I mean, it's a very sore subject.
Kinton's wife, Vanessa, a native of Costa Rica and a PhD chemist, says the separation has been difficult.
I hate being lonely, so I just miss him, basically, you know, just talking to somebody. And I hate being lonely during the weekends, and sometimes the kid had sleepovers, so I'm alone. And, you know, it's not fun.
Vanessa Kinton says things have gotten worse this week as the two watch the news from Baghdad.
What Tom tells me is that it's not going to happen to him, but I don't think anybody plans, you know, this. And all of them, you know, the contractors that go to Iraq, I think they're very intelligent. And they have been trained, you know, previously, sometimes in the military, just like, you know, Tom. And, you know, nobody planned this. It just happened. I think it can happen to him, too.
Kinton is in the final stages of his job application. And the two have only a few more days to decide.
Here I am thinking about leaving again after I just left them for a year and a half.
So are you using logic to try to convince Vanessa?
Unfortunately, yes, I'm using logic.
Is his logic working?
It's not working. No. I don't think so.
In the playroom downstairs, the two boys put away their video games and build a fort with blankets. 13-year-old Isaac is also wondering about the future and whether his father will stick around. He likes having him home.
I don't know what he's going to do. And then he might be going back. I don't know.
What do you think about that?
I guess it's okay, but I wish he'd stay here sometimes.
Isaac says the family has been putting in overtime on fun, visiting family nearby and the big roller coasters at Hershey Park. Tom Kinton, though, feels the lure of working in Iraq, a dangerous, high-paying job that makes him feel good about himself. But by going back there, he risks losing something at home, too. Eric Kneeler, NPR News.